Hello, everyone. In today's podcast, we'll be talking about The Arrow, Flash, The Walking Dead, holiday games, and the Xbox One's backward compatibility. We are the Sneak Attack Nerds, and this is the Sneak Attack Nerdcast. All right, so the first thing we're going to talk about here is the Arrow and Flash universe and how it's really kind of progressing. Arrow's in Season 4, Flash is in Season 2. It's going pretty good.
I don't think I watched the last episodes.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
I have not.
Okay.
Go ahead. It's okay. I can deal with spoilers.
All right. That being said, the Earth 2 version of Harrison Wells is now in Central City.
How are we sure that's the Earth 2 version of Harrison Wells?
Yeah. Well,
maybe he just got sucked into the black hole and then he found a way through.
Well, actually, you got to remember their version of Harrison Wells was actually dead, and that was actually Hubert Vaughn.
Maybe he got sucked through.
I don't know. And they brought him back. It's an interesting conundrum, and I do like how they're not really going, you know, balls deep with the time travel thing right away, because that could get old fast. But they're kind of like embracing the multiverse aspect, which is pretty awesome. Although, I mean, come on, if you're gonna bring in an interesting, kind of lame villain by the name of King Shark, and you're going to have him on there for like 5 seconds. Come on. I was like, they're totally not going to bring in King Shark. Nope, they did. Oh, and they kill him. All right.
Yeah.
That was fun for 2 seconds. But I guess Grodd is supposed to be a little bit bigger part this season, so that kind of
I'd hope so.
Kind of excites me. Like, so they teased him for like 4 episodes, and they bring him in for one, and that was a good episode.
And he didn't even have he had a big part in that episode, but like it didn't transition very well.
Yeah,
the entire storyline. It seemed like almost like a filler.
It's a serialized superhero show, so you're gonna have fillers. I'm just glad that they actually like took the time to kind of like build them up, so it wasn't the thing that the Arrow really suffers from is the villain of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna build this guy up for like 15 minutes, then he's gonna do something really messed up, and then Ollie's gonna go back to his cave, scratch his head a few times, and be like, "I've got it." Then 3 minutes, done. Never see him again.
Yeah.
And that they've done that to some. A lot of villains, but one thing that kind of always bothers me though is these Flash villains. They put them in their little holding cells.
Yeah,
do they feed them?
Yeah,
do they give them a bucket to shit in? Or
I don't think they do anything. Oh, and the other thing was that they have the portal on the inside.
Yeah.
Of the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's totally a great idea.
Like have a portal to another universe inside your basement. What happens when they stabilize it? Like how the new Dr. Wells just came right into the facility.
Yeah. So, like, oh, the biggest conversion is in our basement, and there's 51 others in town. Let's just
open up the one in the basement, free use.
Let's not worry about closing the one in the basement. Let's keep that one for our own personal shits and grins. That's a fantastic idea. I'd see that ending terribly.
I mean, worst that can happen, Reverse Flash comes through and then just releases all the villains into your hideout.
Yeah. Then, like, I don't know, like, as far as Arrow goes, I am digging the new villain this season. After last season with Ra's al Ghul kind of being just...
Now we got Mr. Dark.
He was a bad guy, but he was just kind of like a, I'm doing this because you're making me kind of thing. Like, I'm not doing this because I'm evil. I'm just doing this because I want you to do something for me, and you're not. So, fuck you. But, like, this Damian Dark dude, he's
messed up.
He's legitimately evil.
I really liked when they said that Neil McDonough was going to be playing, and I was like, hell yeah, I like that guy. And then he's just...
I don't understand. Evil. How does... Okay, so does Damian Dark have his own, like, source of the Lazarus Pit? Like, he stole some water, or, like... Was it that one thing he was doing that one time?
Yeah.
He was, like, uttering something?
Yeah, and he took, like, a little knife and kind of, like buttered himself up or something. I'm like, well, I don't know. We'll find out more about that later. I don't really know about Damian Dark as far as, like, the comic universe. And,
and now there's no Lazarus Pit anymore.
Yeah. So.
And Damian Dark has telekinesis.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking wicked. First time I did that, I was like, oh, shit! Oh! Oh! Fuck this guy! Get out of the car. But now we got Sarah back, which is going to lead into... Legends of Tomorrow, which is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
They've just kind of been like, oh, in this last episode of Flash, the chick that Cisco got the number from,
yeah.
That's Hot Girl, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So I was just like, Kendra Saunders.
Google.
Fucking Hot Girl!
You didn't Google it?
I
was like, Hot Girl! Wikipedia. Kendra Saunders. Hot Girl. Yes!
Right, got it.
But I was like, sweet! Because I was like, when he was like talking to her and she like grabbed like the little necklace around her, I'm just kind of like, that's important. But now Cisco's whole metahumanness is that cat's out of the bag. Thanks, Dick. But I don't know, like he's got a lame ability. I was like,
it doesn't do anything.
I can see the future when I touch stuff.
But the thing is, he can see the future, but like it's a set future.
Yeah.
How he sees it, so it doesn't change.
Yeah.
So literally, the only thing he does is like he sees the future, and then he uses what he sees in the future to provide that future that he just saw.
Yeah.
So
I just make sure things happen.
Yeah.
That's my superpower. I make sure what I see happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all.
Then, like, I'm wondering when they're gonna bring in and start talking about the Legends of Tomorrow villain. Cause he's kind of a big deal.
Who is it?
Vandal Savage.
Oh yeah,
the immortal 6,000 year old.
He was there with the cape.
I'm gonna slowly build an empire, very slowly.
He's just immortal.
I got all the time, you know. But yeah, they're gonna.
Did he end up immortal? What was that?
I'll look. I think it was like. I can't remember. I'm not even gonna just jump out on that. I can't remember. Yeah, I'm pretty excited where, like, the whole Arrowverse is going.
Yeah.
I'm liking it so far. I'm really digging it.
Like,
it's enough to where I am
four episodes back
on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Because I'm just like, I'm going to watch Flash right now.
I thought the Flash was going to be, like, I didn't think it was going to be as good as the Arrow, but they really stepped it up. Because, like, the Arrow they were able to do because... He didn't have any superpowers.
Yeah.
It was just like he was just a badass.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Flash has superpowers, but they really did a good job with his animation.
Yeah, yeah. And they kind of, since season one was a little bit, just a little successful, they gave him a bigger budget for season two. So.
Yeah, and you can definitely tell that.
Well, yeah, because I mean the brief moment that King Shark was on there, you're like, that's totally CGI, but this is also TV. That's a pretty goddamn good looking
CGI.
Giant walking shark. I like the Flash because they embrace the cheese.
Yeah,
they're like this is goofy. Just embrace the cheese.
Waiting for Rainbow Man.
All right, let's move on. Talk Walking Dead.
Oh, God.
Oh.
This fucking show.
I'm gonna cry.
This fucking show. Okay, A, I'm a firm believer. Glenn's not dead. All right, Glenn's not dead.
I mean, he survived.
Glenn's
like,
not dead.
He survived four times where we thought he was dead.
Well, okay. Is, well,
he got tortured by the governor.
Yeah.
Survived that. He always, like, gets out of it the last second.
My fiance, being a nursing student, when she saw this, she was like, that's not where intestines are. And I was just like, but actually, you're right. That's messed up.
Isn't that...
Because it looked like they were pulling them from here. So, I mean, yeah, they could have done just, like, the camera angle, but,
no,
like, no.
I thought it was the guy laying across Glenn. Yeah. And Glenn was just sitting there screaming, like, oh, they're eating him while he's on top of me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, I couldn't save him.
Yeah.
Did he pass out? If he passed out, he's screwed.
Yeah, if he passed out, he's meat.
Why didn't they just jump into the dumpster?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I was sitting there like,
right?
That
he still has a flare gun.
That dumpster
doesn't... The dumpster just kind of like go like, ah, zombies!
It doesn't matter. The zombies, like, they're going to climb up in there, but the zombies aren't going to climb up in there. They'll just like,
we'll be like
push it around.
Ooh.
They just sit there and wait for rescue because eventually, like, everyone... They've all got guns and they've got that big-ass armory. It's not like they can't take that down.
Yeah.
Just everyone sit on top of the RV and just... Take them all out.
Pop, pop, pop. Well, I mean, it's also really, it's a really big horde, so I mean,
they should also...
You'd have to, like, try and lure them away and then pick off the stragglers. But, nah, like, Glenn's not dead.
I would also go check out the White House while I was... Because they're right next to D.C.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they've probably got so many armored vehicles in Washington, D.C., near the Pentagon.
But, like, yeah. Glenn's not dead. Glenn's not dead. Fuck you. He's not dead. Like, I saw this internet meme, and it showed, like, some dude at, like, a chalkboard, like, working out, like, some huge equation. It's like, Walking Dead fans be, like, working out the ways Glenn's not dead. And I was like, yeah, that was me. Like the next night, I was, like, I read, like, 8 articles.
Oh, my God.
On, like, 7 reasons why Glenn's not dead. 4 reasons why Glenn is a survivor. And I'm like, yeah, preach it. He's not dead.
When, I feel like they might kill him off just because we think he's not dead.
Yeah, just to be like, hey.
But the pen, or, when Morgan came back, I was like, wait, I thought Morgan died.
Nah.
Like... They just left him there, though. That's
yeah,
what I
he
forgot.
Yeah, he was kind of batshit. So
what was that, like, the 3rd or 4th season?
He was part of the first episode.
Yeah, well, he was part of the first episode, then they left him.
Rick left him the radio and said, hey, take care of your shit here.
He wasn't there.
Come to Atlanta.
Rick wasn't there when his son died, though.
No. And then he moved on to the next town and then started doing his clearing.
Yeah.
I gotta clear. I clear.
I like that.
I clear.
He had the... bird cages in the center of the thing, and then
the spikes.
The birds would, and they would just sit there. And then wasn't it like Rick and his friends came in and
Rick, Michonne, and Carl?
Yeah, they saw all his weapons and stuff and took them.
Yeah,
and then Morgan came back and they were like, "Oh, isn't that you, Morgan?" And then
no,
he went nuts.
Yeah, like Morgan came across like, well, the whole like backstory of it and everything. I was like, all right, yeah, that kind of that. Thanks for explaining that. You didn't have to take an hour and a half to do it. Thanks for explaining it, though. Now...
But what I don't understand is the connection between the W and Morgan.
He came across him last season. Like, in, like, the little glimpses that you get of Morgan.
Yeah.
Like, he was just, like, sitting there chilling. And these dudes came up to him and were like, we're going to take your stuff. And he's just like, take what you need. You know, like, got a couple of things
you can give. Have that stuff.
And they were just like, well, we're going to take all this. And he's like, I can't let you do that. And they're like, well, we're going to... And he's just like, I'm fucking Donatello, by the way. And they're all like, oh. And he's just like, now you get the fuck out of here.
But, like, how do they all know his name? You know what I'm talking about? They all know his name. They're like, you're dead, Morgan.
It was the same ones that he encountered in the woods.
Oh.
That he was just like, you guys... Like, when he was like, you guys need to get out of here. They have guns. You don't.
No, but I mean... At the end of the episode, remember he locked him in the thing?
Oh,
and he was like, you're going to die, Morgan.
He had probably told him his name, I'm guessing.
I don't think so. They acted like they knew each other already.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that W that's on there is an upside-down M.
Mm.
Maybe Morgan branded them all.
No, they're wolves. That's the W. And they've been showing pictures of Jesus coming.
Mm. Yeah.
You never
and in those same shots, Glenn. Yeah. So I'm like, fuck you, he's not dead.
He's not dead.
They just, like, Steven Ewan just signed on for another season.
Oh.
And, like, they didn't, like, they weren't, like, shy about being like, oh, yeah, he signed on for another season. And, like, they have this episode, and they're like, Glenn's dead, ha ha, fuck you guys. And we're all like, dude, we know how to read. So that's another reason where I'm just kind of like, nah, he's not dead. But, you know, that could be, you know, flashbacks.
Yeah.
You know, Maggie going crazy. Who knows? Oh, fuck, this show's just pissing. Like, why are you doing this, man?
Why do they use the dumbest vehicles, too.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's like, oh, and then
first couple seasons, hey, let's take this busted-ass RV and just drive the fuck out of it.
Yeah, they had the, they were at an implement store. And, like, seriously, if, like, anywhere around here you go to an implement, like, an implement shop, you've got 12-foot-tall sprayers that would just roll over them. Like, my grandpa, like, ran over the back of a car and, like, oh,
oops,
there's a little hole in the tire. We'll just, they patched it and then it was all good. It didn't even leak air.
Or, you know, like, a combine, you know, ultimate zombie clearing machine.
Oh, Jesus.
Be like, just go slow. Just go slow.
It'd be like Top Gear, how they did the combine snowplow.
Yeah, Walking Dead.
Glenn's alive.
Glenn's alive, fuck you.
And fuck you.
And fuck you. Alright, now let's move on to holiday games. Holiday games. Star Wars Battlefront.
That's
Star Wars Battlefront.
Beta was fun.
Yeah. Unbalanced, but fun.
They said they'd fix the balance.
Walker Assault, yes, Rebels. Fuck! This is gonna suck for 15 minutes. Did anybody ever...
I saw it happen once.
Once?
Once.
A walker get taken down, but, you know...
No, still... I saw both walkers.
Really?
Yeah, just once.
I didn't see a single one get taken down.
But the,
Not even close.
The problem is you have to have the pilots concentrate on their fire as soon as it happens.
Yeah.
You have to continuously do it.
Yeah.
And then the pilots get...
Except for I can't fly for shit.
Yeah.
I can't fly for shit.
I think I killed three people with a TIE fighter, and that was it.
My one kill with a TIE fighter was... Ah! Boom!
Kamikaze.
The funniest video I saw online, though, was... There's only one way to really take down Vader. You should, like, Darth Vader, like, just slicing and dicing, just murdering people. Murder, 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 murder. And you just see this X-Wing go, dunk, right on him, dead. Jesus. It was like he just, like, it was pretty much, it was very cartoonish. Like, the guy was like, it looked like he just unplugged his controller, just like, yep, boom, just right on him. Got a little animated there, sorry.
Turd smash.
But no, Star Wars Battlefront looks awesome. I keep seeing all this. Like, anytime I see an article related to Halo 5, I'm like, ah, spoilers! And it's back away.
You picking up Battlefront before Halo 5?
Probably.
Just to let anybody that's listening know, Halo's already out. But we're picking up Battlefront before we pick up anything else.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pay off my 3 speeding tickets.
Yeah, Logie Pig's gonna get rid of them speeding tickets first.
Slow down, man.
Ride that moped everywhere.
Oh, I got it up to 70 on Main Street today. Downhill.
Jesus.
Like, it won't go, like, on a flat thing, it won't speed up to anywhere how fast it's supposed to go with me on it, but when it's downhill, it's just downhill.
Why don't you just get a DUI bike? put a little 3-horse motor on a bicycle.
Can't you still get arrested for driving one of those?
Yeah. If you drive like an asshole. It's like everybody, like... Pretty much, I work with a lot of people that have gotten DUIs, and over the summer, they were debating on, like, getting a bike rack, because everybody at work that has gotten a DUI has a bicycle with a motor on it, and they're like, all, like, swapping parts with each other and everything. You'd be like, oh, I've got an extra tailpipe, you know. Oh, you need.
What
that
do they
bracket.
Put on those, like, little weed eater mowers?
No, they're like little, like, 2-3 horse motors. And yeah. you turn on the starter part, and you just start pedaling. You start pedaling, and you just, like, hit a button. And it's like, bang, 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 bang. And then off they go.
They should just do a... Well, what did they do in the winter?
They're going to freeze the nuts off is what they're going to do.
Well, what am I going to do over
there? You're going to be freezing your nuts off.
I'll just make Bella take me everywhere.
But the Dewey bikes. Seriously, those just like exploded around here over the summer. It's like, come on.
You're in Quincy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they did release that report that, you know, we're pretty violent and we like to drink, so.
Yeah. I will. Yeah.
Way to kick someone.
Which
out.
You're welcome, by the way.
Like, number 14 for.
Yeah.
Drinking and number 9 for violence.
Yeah,
and that's with Chicago.
Yeah,
like Chicago and all the suburbs.
Yeah,
which is pretty sad that we're above a lot of Chicago.
Nothing happens in Quincy
until like 6 people get shot in one summer.
Yeah. All right, now let's.
We didn't say anything about Call of Duty.
Oh, we didn't.
Okay, we mentioned it. Moving on. None of us are getting Call of Duty. Well, I don't know about
what
you.
What Call of Duty? Black Ops 3. I didn't even bother. Like, Modern Warfare 2 was the golden age, and then after Modern Warfare.
See, World War game. I liked them up till Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
That was it.
I think the last modern one I played was Modern Warfare 2, and I was like...
That's because you didn't javelin fish with me. You should have went javelin fishing with me.
I would drink and watch you javelin fish. That was pretty entertaining. But I'd just be like, you know, if I hop in and play this, I'm going to be the one that's getting hit with a javelin all the time. It's going to make me really mad.
I just sat there and hardcore with a silenced ACR and zoomed in everywhere and just shot from across the map, one bullet from the silenced ACR and everyone's dead. Or you just sit there with an intervention and sleight of hand.
I forgot the intervention.
And then the intervention marathon class.
God.
It was so dumb. Like, if you were playing core and you just had the intervention and then with the marathon, you could just, like, run away from everybody and nobody could catch you. And then you're sitting there with a sniper rifle. You just run across the map and then get in the window and then shoot them while they're just sitting there like, how the hell did he, where'd he go?
I just want another World at War. You want me to purchase another game?
Oh,
make another World at War. I'll go tank hunting with satchel charges all day.
One man army. You do the one man army with the claymores and C4s. You throw the C4 in front of the claymore, then you one man army. It was Sophia. And then you just throw it, and then you have search and destroy. Where'd he go? Oh, C4 blew me up.
The map rotation would go like this. Map with no tank. Ah, well, turret's going negative. Map with no tank. Well, turret's going negative again. Map with a tank. Well, let turret have the tank and take care of the tanks. I liked tanks.
I liked the bolt action rifles.
Those were fun. Once you got the hang of them, they were fun.
I liked the zombies.
Yeah, the original zombies.
That's all I played.
That was fun.
Because I didn't get into that game, because by the time that game was, like, by the time I got my Xbox, it was Modern Warfare 2. Mm-hmm. And then I was just like, oh, nobody plays that game anymore. And then last time I tried to go back to World at War, I was flying around like Superman.
Yeah, that's why they Call of Duty games. They don't go back and like monitor that once they release. Like once like that one is like 2 releases ago. They're just like, they'll police themselves, and you go back in there and you're like, what the hell is going on?
Modern Warfare 2, you play like every other lobby. You're level 70, 10th prestige, and then the next lobby you get in just puts you back to level 1 with nothing, and then.
Yep.
They don't go back. They don't keep up on that. They're like, eh. Everybody's moved on.
Except for those who haven't.
Yeah.
That'd be nice if they did re-releases, like, one at a time for Call of Duties, and then just did a revamp on them, and then put them on, like, the next-gen consoles.
That's what they do, but they just release the same game every year.
You know what they need? Just release Modern Warfare 2, call it Modern Warfare 4, and just have the same everything.
Yeah.
Except, instead of, like, putting different skins on the guns and calling them different things, just call them the same thing, so that I'm not confused.
That's true.
Speaking of old games, though, backward compatibility, does it start this week or next week?
The 12th.
12th, that's this week, isn't it? Isn't it?
5 days.
5 days till backward compatibility is available for everyone.
Finally.
And they're not
with a limited selection, but more will come as they...
It's supposed to be 100 games.
If 100 games is limited selection.
Yeah, seriously. 100 games.
But you still have to have the games.
Yeah, you still got to have the games, but you know how cheap 360 games are right now? Like, especially, like, decent ones? $10. Oh, no.
I like how all these re-releases for all these 360 games just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's backwards compatible.
Yeah.
So wait, can I use my GTA 5 and play with...
If you... I don't know.
It's still 360.
Yeah,
360.
You play in the 360 server. Probably. Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah.
I think you have to, like, register your games online and then it downloads or something.
Put the disc in the drive.
Really?
Put the disc in the drive. You put the disc in the drive and it's like, hey, you own this. We're going to download it. And then you have to have the disc in for authentication. But
which is stupid.
But also, games with gold, you'll be able to download the 360 games on the one. So,
can you just download them straight? Do you have to download them on the 360?
Straight on the one.
So 4 free games every month.
Now, I'm hoping that, like, they go backward compatibility with the games with gold, because I got some good games on there. Like, come on.
I was keeping up with them for a while, and then I just stopped.
Yeah.
You were stuck in Destiny. I've been trying to get level 30 on Smite.
I've been at school.
Logan's been getting pulled over.
Uh-huh. Yeah, listening to NWA when they get me.
Jesus. So what 360 game are you looking forward to playing on the one? Logan?
I don't know. I really like Mirror's Edge.
Good call.
That's a good one.
I want the new Mirror's Edge to come out, too.
It keeps getting delayed. Just got delayed again.
It's just like Guild Wars 2. Guild Wars 2 was supposed to come out in, like, 2008, and it didn't come out until, like, 2013.
Either Halo Wars or Red Dead Redemption.
Or what?
Red Dead Redemption.
Both of those are fantastic answers.
I never got to play Red Dead.
What? I didn't finish it, so I can't really be like, what? But, like, I'm only halfway through, but
I'm pretty sure I'm on the final mission and I stopped.
I keep getting distracted. I'm like, woodland creatures! Hunt them!
What kind of horse was that? Do I need to chase
it? Do I need it? Do I need that horse? Was that special? Was that just dirt or smoke? Which one was it? I don't know. That game is, like, the worst to have. Like, I don't have ADD, but I get distracted easily, and that game's just terrible for that. Like, really, any Rockstar open world game is... I can't focus
playing those games. They need to come out with a, like, super free roam, like, use, like, combination Google Maps with, like, the self-driving Google cars with 360 cameras and survey every landscape in the country, and then we can just go across the country in a free roam zombie game.
That'd be pretty cool.
They, like, look at topography, and, like, the zombies will go downhill, so, like, they'll pool somewhere, and, like...
That'd be frightening. Especially, like, you'd be like, hey, let's play on the Illinois server, and we're just like, have to leave this area now.
No. But then you start where you live.
Yeah.
Tracks your IP address, you start where you live the first time you log in.
That'd be crazy.
I'd cry.
That would be a frightening game. So I don't want to learn like the negatives of the zone that I currently reside in.
Yeah.
That everyone has a gun and everyone's gonna kill you for what you have.
Especially here. Jeez. It's crazy rednecks around here.
Meth head rednecks.
There we go.
Not just crazy.
The meth ones.
Your cousins are also your sister.
Yeah. Cousin brothers.
He's also your dealer.
Cousin brother uncles.
Cousin brother uncles.
On meth. There we go. Let's start a punk band.
With a 50.
Cousin brother uncles on meth.
Jesus. Oh. Cousin brother uncles on meth.
I'll be on meth. You can be cousin brothers.
Oh God! But let's see, I'm wondering if like what kind of like first party games they're gonna make backward compatible, because I highly like I'm assuming that like all the Halo games would be backward compatible, but they did just release like you know the Master Chief Collection, yeah. Which has all of them minus Reach and Halo Wars.
Yeah,
why didn't they do Reach?
Why didn't they? So just do it in...
Is it just the story?
Master Chief Collection.
When you have Master Chief Collection, is it just story mode?
No.
It's all
the multiplayer. Yeah,
it's the original Halo 1 multiplayer, but, like, live compatible, and then the original 2.
Live compatible.
Yeah. And then Halo 2 multiplayer, just pretty much reskinned, like, yeah. Updated graphics, otherwise mechanics are all still the same. And then same for Halo 3, but it's just kind of like polished a little bit. And Halo 4 is the same, polished.
I played Halo 3 and Halo Reach, and those were the last two I played.
Halo 4 was fun. That was the only one that I was good at as far as multiplayer goes. I was like, I'm good at this.
I never got into Halo. Like used to play Halo all the time when I didn't have an Xbox, and I would go over to my friend's house to play Halo all the time.
Mm.
And I got, like, really good at it, and then I went and played multiplayer when he got live, and then
it was
got
like,
really
I can't,
good at that.
I can't. Which one was that?
That was Halo 3.
Yeah.
God.
And then Reach came out, and I was just like, whatever.
So you completely missed Halo 2.
Yeah. And I missed Halo 1 and Halo 2.
Wow.
I'm too young for that. I was, like, 8.
Keep forgetting.
When Halo 3 was out.
Shut up. Stop talking about it. Now, Reach was,
Reach was Reach.
It was different.
Definitely
it was
different.
Very different.
I like Assassinations.
Yeah, the Assassinations were cool. Then they carried that over to Halo 4.
Are they in Halo 5?
I'm assuming so.
What? I don't even understand.
I
like,
haven't touched Halo 5.
I can't do, like, the switching back and forth between first-person shooters, because... Like, the Halo games, you click the joystick, and I'm, like, always clicking the joystick to, like, knife someone or hit someone, and then it just zooms me in, and I'm like, oh, shit. I said there was a sniper rifle right next to someone, and come up and try to assassinate him, and end up zooming in the back of their head.
Oh, no.
Get good, scrub. That's what I say to that.
Oh, God.
Wait, nah, I...
Now
Reach was Reach. Halo Wars was definitely Halo Wars. That was
one of a kind.
That was a great one-off game.
StarCraft.
No.
Halo Wars was. You can't even put Halo Wars and StarCraft in the same. Like they're both RTS, but
StarCraft was better.
StarCraft is far superior. Oh yeah, but,
because it was Halo Wars for PC would have been okay.
They actually mapped the 360. Controls, they emulated a mouse pretty well.
Yeah.
It was they did a nice job with it. I was very apprehensive of it. Then like that was like one of the few games that they're like, okay, we need to release a demo.
Yeah.
Because there's gonna be a lot of people that are gonna be like, I don't know about this. Played the demo and I was like, this works. And
me, you, and Thompson.
I didn't even start playing Halo Wars until it was to the point where you go online for multiplayer and it takes an hour to find a match.
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed out on that.
I'm very excited that they got a sequel to that coming out.
Thank God.
And he's finally. Well, that was a very mistimed game. Like, it came out.
Before.
Right before it's getting ready to come out. Like, a week before its release, they announced that they were going to close Ensemble Studios for good.
Yeah.
And that was the people that, like, just made it. They're like, we're going to close the studio. So everybody's just like, well, wait.
What about this game that we just made?
What about Halo? No, Halo Wars is still coming out next week. Don't worry. But just don't expect a Halo Wars 2 or, you know, DLC with any substance.
And then there is going to be a Halo Wars 2 now.
Finally. Mainly because I'm sure that was one of the higher-ups at 343 Studios. That was probably one of his favorites. And he was just like, we're going to do this. Fuck you guys. We're doing this. Because it was fun. It was a fun game. I enjoyed it. And that story really never had an ending.
I don't remember the story.
Well, like the
I don't think I've ever finished a storyline in any game except for Halo 3. It's true. I'm a sad gamer.
Ship goes off. Everybody goes to Kairos Leap.
That's right.
Forge stays back instead of letting the Spartans sacrifice himself. He's like, I got a feeling people are we're gonna need more Spartans than people like me, and I'm just kind of like, dork, kill yourself.
Well, he did.
So. He did. So you know,
he's like, okay, I guess I can.
And I don't know, like it was there was it had a.
What
had,
are the Spartans?
Are they what are they?
People?
Yeah, super soldiers. Like the ones that are like Master Chief?
Yeah.
Oh my god. This is going to take a while.
Just give them the books.
Yeah, we'll just get you the books.
Okay.
They're fantastic. All right, that's all for the Sneak Attack Nerdcast. I am the one and only Turd Ferguson.
I am Jay Sohn.
I am Logan.
See you next time, guys.